helping the saints reach a higher level. Whenever we have an opportunity to call or recommend others to serve in the church, we should look for ways to draw out their inner strengths. One way to do that is to treat them in terms of their celestial potential, rather than in terms of their present attitudes and behavior. The German writer Goethe said, "Treat a man as he is, and he will remain as he is. Treat a man as he can and should be, and he will become as he can and should be." By involving people in serving the Lord, we help them become their best and highest selves. President Thomas S. Monson told a story that demonstrates this kind of growth resulting from service. "I recall that as a bishop, one morning the boys in the ward over which I presided had assembled, sleepy-eyed, a bit disheveled, and mildly complaining about rising so early to fulfill their assignment. Not a word of reproof was spoken, but during the following week we escorted the boys to Welfare Square in Salt Lake City for a guided tour. They saw firsthand a lame sister operating the telephone switchboard, an older man stocking shelves, women arranging clothing to be distributed, even a blind person placing labels on cans of food. Here were individuals earning their sustenance through their contributed labors. A penetrating silence came over the boys as they witnessed how their effort each month helped to collect the sacred fast offering funds, which aided the needy and provided employment for those who otherwise would be idle. From that hallowed day forward, we no longer had to urge our deacons with regard to collecting fast offerings. On fast Sunday mornings, they were present at 7 a.m., dressed in their Sunday best, anxious to do their duty as holders of the Aaronic priesthood. No longer were they simply distributing and collecting envelopes. They were helping to provide food for the hungry and shelter for the homeless, all after the way of the Lord." That's the end of President Monson's story.